Alright. The phone name that you would support is called the Affinity. As we understand, it's a GSM phone. What mobile companies will be supported, do you know?
So, we have announced a deal with Dobson, which is the ninth largest carrier. It's a regional carrier in the United States. The other carrier deals are not announced yet. You might imagine the carriers are picky about when we announce things.
Yeah.
You can, and I think that's, you know, it's reasonable for them to do that. You can obviously buy the phone unsim-locked, put your GSM SIM in it, so that would be AT&T, T-Mobile, Singular, or some other regional carrier, and the phone will work fine.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of GSM.
Yes, it is. All right, let's see. Will you compare this to the next generation console games, or will this game be about on the same level as the Game Boy Advance versions of Deadly Alliance and Tournament Edition?
So I think the way to think of this is compare it favorably to a Nintendo Game Boy Advance. The screen's a little smaller, the processor's a lot more powerful, and you're connected. So while we will move a lot of Game Boy Advance style games over to Identity, what you will also see is the ability to download new levels, upload scores, download new weapons, that sort of thing.
Okay.
But, you know, I believe that the next generation game platform for the next year will be ahead of Identity.
Yeah.
So if you look at the Sony PlayStation, personal PlayStation, you know, it's, you know, you can't put it in your pocket, and it's not a cell phone, but it's probably a better game device. If you compare us to the, you know, Nokia's N-Gage, I think we win hands down. If you compare us to Nintendo Game Boy Advance, I think that it's a much better gaming experience for a little older player, I guess, would be the way I would put it slightly.
All right, interesting.
If you look at the demographics for GBA right there, they tend to be 14 and down, and our phone is targeted for, well, 15 and up.
Okay. Justin?
One thing I was wondering about, are there only four buttons on this phone, or are there actually, like, some shoulder buttons hidden on the side somewhere?
There are, on this particular game skin, there are four fire buttons and a directional thing. The beautiful thing about the skin is it contains, you need to think of it more like an arcade gaming experience. You know, when you go into the arcade, and this is another piece of the power of the smart skin and the Identity thingy, is when you go into an arcade and drop your quarter in, you're playing with a set of controls designed for that game. Whereas if you play a normal mobile gaming device, you're playing with a joystick and shoulder buttons or a joystick and fire buttons and control buttons. For this, the game skin we built first has the four buttons you see. There are no shoulder buttons on it. We can put shoulder buttons in the skin. We can put the accelerometers and tilt switches and things like that. So games that, like, we're working on a motorcycle racing game where you literally, it has controls so you can steer the motorcycle like normal. But you could also just tilt the phone like you would tilt a bike, and the bike will travel around the track as you lean the phone into the turn. So we can do some really amazing things around gaming.
Cool.
So basically every game that you will come out on the Infinity, you guys will have a skin with control button layouts tailored specifically to that game.
Yes. And the name of this phone is Identity, by the way, not Infinity.
Identity.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
Don't worry. Infinity will be version 2. That's a great name.
Now, as we understand it, there's the smart skin, which you can snap it on, and it'll automatically download a matching theme for the phone's screen display.
Yes.
Now, with the game skin, you snap it on, the game is actually built into the chip.
Yes, but the gameplay happens on the handset. So what happens is the game itself moves from the skin to the handset to be executed, along with drivers for whatever buttons and controls you might have, and then each level is pulled off the game skin as you get to it.
Okay, so it doesn't really need to go online to download any additional parts of the game or anything?
No, you just can. So if you think about, like, Team Fortress or something, where you can go buy extra weapons and stuff online, same kind of deal.
Okay.
You don't have to. I mean, the game plays just fine the way it is. It's just Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance. Not sure we'll do this for Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance, but for other games we're working on, you will be able to go, hey, I want a special magic sword because my friend is beating me all the time. So I'm going to pay a dollar, get a magic sword, and surprise him tomorrow.
Oh,
that
okay.
kind of thing.
That's very interesting.
All right. Will the Mortal Kombat game skin also include a theme to the phone, like some of the smart skins available?
Absolutely. The UI is all themed to be Mortal Kombat. When you put it on, your ringtones are Mortal Kombat sounds. When you're moving back and forth between different activities in the phone, we have a little noise we make, and it's, you know, there's like 6 or 7 things you can assign. The smart skin automatically assigns the sound of a body blow every time you motor through menus, so you know you get the thump, 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 thump.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
Cool.
You know, you move into the world when you put the skin on.
Awesome. Well, we also noticed that you have to turn the phone on its side, like you said, giving the player a better feel for the game, because the screen is now shaped like an arcade or huge screen. What exactly is the resolution? Do you know?
It's 128 by 160.
Okay.
As I said, we lose on the resolution game war to Nintendo right now, but that's a function of form factor.
Yeah. And Justin?
Will the game skin be able to have full motion video on it?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't call those game skins, we call them video skins, but it's the same idea.
Video skin. Okay, well, I mean, will the Mortal Kombat game skin have, like there was a full motion video intro for Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance on the Xbox and PlayStation? Is there any chance that something like that would make its way onto the Mortal Kombat game skin?
Right now the licenses we have is for the GBA title.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a licensing issue, not a technology issue.
I gotcha.
So we can absolutely do full motion video off a skin. We have a skin we're working on right now that has the literally comes with short movies on it. You know, and you put it on, and we're also working on one that does MP3 playing.
Wow.
So
Very cool.
You put this skin on and you have 5 buttons, so it's, you know, the game skin, kind of the pad kind of sticks out. So it has room for your thumbs and to fire and play. The video players, because you don't have to have the fastest response time on those, the buttons are just on the side of the skin. Much like they're just kind of bubbles on the side of the skin. So you can put, you know, 100 songs on your phone, play them anytime you want, whether you're talking on the phone or not. Like right now, I could be listening to music while I'm talking to you, and you wouldn't be able to hear it, but it'd be all mixed in.
For you, it'd be all mixed in.
Imagine if I was listening to the music, I would want it mixed in with your voice so I could still talk to you while I was listening to my favorite song.
Oh, that's really cool.
We do that for games, too. So if I'm playing Mortal Kombat while I'm talking to you, I still hear all the Mortal Kombat sounds, and I hear your voice. They're just mixed in.
I was going to ask you about that. So is that what happens when someone calls in?
Yeah. The ringtone gets mixed right into the game, and if you say, yeah, I want to talk to that person, obviously it's kind of hard to play the game if you don't have a headset, but the phone doesn't care. So if you have a headset, you can talk to the person, say your mom's bugging you or something. You go ahead and play the game, tell her everything's fine, you're coming home from school late, hang up, and you've never even stopped playing.
That's really cool. So
I think so. I really like it.
So it's not like some of those phones where you have to start all over when someone calls in or anything?
Oh, no. No, and what's more, you can say, like, you're listening to the radio while you're playing Mortal Kombat, because the soundtrack gets a little old and new songs on or whatever. You don't like the radio station, you switch from the game to the radio, change the radio station, switch back to the game. The game stops when you switch away. Change the radio station, switch back, the game resumes right where you were.
And you can set the radio station to be like the background music instead of listening to the Mortal Kombat music?
Yeah.
Huh. Will the sound effects still work?
Yep. Mixes in.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Let me ask one question. It's not in our list, but it was just something that I thought about. Would you be able to play the games on this on the game skin if the phone portion of the device is not operational? Say you wanted to play Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance while on a flight, and obviously they don't allow you to have your cell phone switched on. Would you still
right.
be able to use the game skin and the device to actually play the game and not have the cell phone on?
In this version of Identity, no. But the next version, which you will be able to literally upgrade your phone if you bought one now, or in 6 weeks or so when it comes on store shelves, or 2 months or whatever that's going to be. In 6 months, you'd be able to use your PC to change the software on the phone, so you could do that. We just cut that feature so we could get done right now.
Oh, okay.
So in very near future, you could do that, and you can, if you buy a handset now, you'll be able to do it in a few months.
And it would connect to the PC over the USB port, right?
Yep.
All right, now I had a question. Is there a chance that the Wild Seed version of Deadly Alliance could feature characters from Mortal Kombat Tournament Edition?
Or is it just a straight port of the original Deadly Alliance?
For it Game Boy?
It's a straight port of the original Deadly Alliance right now. The, you know, again, that's, there's all kinds of issues come up when you start working with somebody. I mean, we don't own Mortal Kombat, right?
Right.
Midway does. So we're going to show them the game running, and hopefully, from my perspective, we can build that into a franchise that's interesting for them. And so then we can do not just Deadly Alliance, but, you know, each one of the subsequent sequels.
Let's see, next, we read that the mobile capabilities will include remote head-to-head competition. And does this mean we can play online?
The way we do the head-to-head competition is turn-based.
Okay.
So you're never playing against the actual other player, because the networks right now don't do a very good job speed-wise. The latency's too high. So what we do instead is each turn, the scores are swapped, so you can see how you're doing against your friend.
Okay.
So it is, it's not ideal yet. I mean, I did DirectX early on, right? And we had to make all kinds of compromises then, too. And you just, once you can get it going so people can do this and you get some data back, then you can set about fixing a whole bunch of things that are in the way of having it be exactly the way you wanted it.
All right. What kind of things can you tell us that we'll be able to download? I read in the press release about, like, hidden weapons or something about levels, maybe, or weapons that were downloadable.
Oh, and extra characters and stuff?
Yes. Now, I'm not certain that will be for Mortal Kombat, but that will be for... I'm hoping it'll be for Mortal Kombat, and it's certainly true for other games that we're producing.
Okay.
So literally, you know, swords that cut through armor, extra moves for your character, spells, potions, new levels, new monsters, that sort of thing. The idea, right, is to make it easy for the experience to keep getting better and not be boring. I mean, it's supposed to be fun after all.
What other games are you guys doing for the game skin that you could tell us about?
I can't actually tell you anything other than the type of games. We're doing a shooter game, first-person shooter, that it will have the following two properties that I personally find very exciting. First-person shooters are my favorite kind of game, and followed by racing. So the first-person shooter we have will use an accelerometer in the skin. So again, you can steer like you would on a Game Boy with your thumb and fire with your thumb. Or you can steer by moving the phone around, treating the display as a night scope. So literally, as you turn around, the monster is coming from behind, you turn around and shoot. Right? So it is a very 3D gaming experience, and I'm frankly pretty excited about it. It's as close as you'll get to being able to actually, you know, carry, like, it's almost like playing paintball, except it's digital. And we're doing a motorcycle game I might have mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
where you can steer either by, again, with the joystick or by tilting the phone. And then there'll be just a regular racing game, and we're looking at doing a tank game with controls where you can adjust the tracks back and forth and rotate the angle of the cannon.
Cool.
All these games sound really cool.
What do you think of the first-person shooter thingy?
Well, I definitely would like to play a little bit. I'm not too big into the first-person shooters.
It's a very... I, on the other hand, am, and it does sound like a very interesting concept. One I certainly wouldn't mind. If I were to get a identity phone with a game skin, I would certainly pick one of those up. Because the implementation, at the very least, sounds very good. Very... I'm not very... comfortable, I guess the best word is.
The fact that you're making controllers specifically to each different type of game is really cool. It's something that N-Gage doesn't do, Game Boy Advance doesn't do. I think that puts you guys one step above the rest.
Well, we're trying. I mean, the other thing is, remember, this is a phone, too. So when you pop the game skin off and put a regular smart skin on, you know, you just have a cool phone. No one looks at that and goes, well, there's a guy who doesn't have a social life or whatever, right? Any of the typical stigmas they attach to people who just like to have a good time playing games.
Yeah.
The other thing I like about that is you don't have to turn the phone off. You don't have to change anything. If you're on a telephone call, you can literally, while I'm talking to you, I can take the skin, one game skin off, put another game skin on, start playing a different game.
That is really cool, because a lot of the other phones don't have that capability.
No. No, there's not even a game, you know, I mean, everything is that way. You can literally stop and start doing anything at any time you want.
I really like that, like what you said earlier, how you can just change the FM radio in the middle of a game. It won't have AM radio on it, will it?
No, not this one. We are looking at doing an AM radio version, but that's mostly, frankly, for business users, was where we, because they like their sports scores and those talk radio shows. But
well, we all like our Rush Limbaugh and our what have you.
Yes, there you go.
How were you approached about the project, Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance?
We actually went to them and said, look at our phone. We would like you to be, you know, the first game we announced. And Midway is a very cool company to work with, actually.
Oh, yeah, we've had that experience, too.
They're very nice.
And I've been delighted with everything about it. What?
Do they have any input? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they have final approval on the game. Right? I mean, our job is to make them go, that's Mortal Kombat on a phone.
Okay.
Right? And it won't ship until they say that. Because, I mean, after all, I'm not the guy that should define Mortal Kombat. You know, I'm too fat and too old.
Well, you helped invent DirectX. That's something.
Yes. I was a lot less fat and a lot less old then.
All right, let's see. Why did you have interest in doing MK Deadly Alliance and instead of any other game for this first game skin?
Well, I think Mortal Kombat, from my, you might remember, I don't know, maybe you don't, DirectX 1, first game we ever wrote that was tailored for DirectX just as a demo was called Immortal Clown for the same reason, right? We even spelled it with a K and all that. I've been a fan of Mortal Kombat for a long time. I don't play many games, but I just think the whole concept of Mortal Kombat and what they've done with the line of games and the way they've managed to, frankly, keep it fresh and exciting for a decade is very impressive. I mean, it's an amazing brand, it's an amazing game, and it has an amazing following of fans. And they have been somewhat challenged in getting it into the mobile gaming space. And that just looked to me like a perfect association all the way around.
All right, and when do you expect this to be released? Is it this
the phone's going to ship in the summer. And again, it's hard for me to tell you exact dates because unlike computer software, which we all know it's so easy to plan when it's going to happen,
like Doom 3.
Half-Life
2.
Go ahead.
I was saying Half-Life 2.
Yeah, well, in addition to that, you then have all these phone issues, you know, RF issues, and right. All those things that pile up, and the government gets involved with FCC testing, and so we think all of that's going to get resolved for summer, and we're certainly hugely excited about it. I'm talking to you on Identity Phone now, so
cool.
It works pretty well.
When you say summer, you mean summer of 04?
Yeah, immediately. From a business standpoint, it feels like it's already happening to me, but it's not, you can't buy one yet, so we'll, hopefully that'll happen in summer. If not, it'll be very, very early fall.
Cool.
But I don't think so. I think it'll be the dead of summer.
Now, do you guys plan on doing any more games like Mortal Kombat 1, Mortal Kombat 2, or maybe Mortal Kombat Deception at some point in the future?
I hope, right, to be able to do a whole Mortal Kombat series. But again, that depends on, frankly, on the success of Deadly Alliance and Midway's excitement about the project. From our side, we want to do that. Yeah. There's just a bunch of parties involved that have to all be happy. But so far, having dealt with Midway, I think that they will continue to be a great partner. So.
Well, some of it depends on the success of the phone identity, too.
Yes. But you see, I'm a big believer in that. Yeah, I mean, you have to laugh with me on that, right? I mean, no one spends 4 years of their life building something and then goes, well, I hope people like it.
Yeah.
You got to believe.
Exactly. I have to believe.
Oh, you're making me think about switching providers just so I can pick one of them up.
Excellent.
Do we have any more questions, Justin? All right. Well, that's all I've got. Unless someone else has something to add in, I'd like to thank you for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, yeah, it was great speaking with you and finding out about this thing. We can't wait for it to be released. I'm definitely thinking about switching my provider just so I can get one of these things.
Good. Have a good day.
All right,
thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.